fractured villanelle on my 74th birthday. It's a fact that this world is a wild river flowing through time. Never a pause. No wonder we respond to it with a shiver. What the next moment might deliver, no one really knows. Wrap that in gauze, much as you like, still it gnaws like a sliver. It's a fact that this world is a wild river isn't anyone's fault. It's a given without a giver. How to respond to it with wonder and a shiver. A final song. Green, how I want you green, Garcia Lorca. Let me be the first to admit it. Our relationship was often difficult, filled with unfortunate misunderstandings and infinite failures on my part. Take, for instance, photosynthesis, a concept I never fully grasped, though I knew it was essential to you. Still, you must believe me, O verdant earth, O green world. It was you. It was always you. If the world were to end, if the world were to end, yet it ends every day for someone. A death or sudden loss. And just like that, the merry-go-round stops. Its cheery music ceases. You climb off the horse you were riding. You leave the painted lion behind. You see it's dark now. The park is closing or is already closed. You follow a path you hope leads out, a path you never noticed before. Something you never even knew you loved. And now you've lost it and you're grieving. Where is the end of mysteries? Lighter and lighter as we grow older, as we cast stuff off or stuff gets lost. Lighter and lighter, and still it's dark inside us. Easy to agree because you always knew it was so. Nodding the head, acknowledging the truth of it. The beloved at your life's center. Whether presence or absence, star or hollow, around it you orbit, toward it you bow. What connects us to the world? What holds us in it? You'd think whatever you love, Certainly, that makes sense. Certainly, we know that's true. But for poets, it's also words. If you don't believe me, listen to Whitman, who, according to his own testimony, loved everyone and everything. And yet, he felt like an isolated spider, letting loose its threads in a windy field. Filaments, he called them, hoping they'd catch hold of some object and become ductile anchors that secured him to this world. Filament, filament, filament. And what he meant was words. It was so easy to love him then, when we were young, and he was that body that roughly resembled our own. We knew how to respond. When he insisted, "Cherish me always," we hardly noticed he didn't add, "and in this only shape." She demanded it be forever, yet never once claimed the human would be her final form. Now the beloveds become the world. Now we must honor our difficult promise.